Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shkolim. We're going to do Hey Amud Beis, and we're also going to do Daf Vavim Yirtzeh Hashem. And this way we'll catch up another day from the days of Yontif that we can't dictate the shiur. So we pick up five lines from the top of Hey Amud Beis. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Fei Rothstein, Feiga Bas Yaakov. All the Nishamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. So we pick up with the statement, Afal pi shekiblu b'nei ha'ir l'shalim, even though the people of the city that sent this messenger with their shkolim money had accepted that person and didn't require him, as you see in the Korban Eidah, two lines on the top where it says, Afal pi shekiblu. This goes on the statement from yesterday from Rav Yochanan, D'kamar d'shvua zu takonos chachamim. Rav Yochanan's opinion was that the rabbis made an institution of making a shvua, which we brought down so that the shluchim shouldn't be suspected of not being careful, or that they shouldn't be suspected of being negligent. They should be poshim badover. So therefore, the rabbis made a takana that they should make a shvua. So even in a situation, afal pi shekiblu bnei ha'ir l'shalem, where the people of the city said, hey, we trusted you, we picked you as our shliach, and we didn't ask that you make a shvua. Afilu kiblu anshi ha'ir, the Korban Eidah says, aleihem, and they said, va'amru, Hoil va'anu mishamim. We're going to pay anyway. Ein ritzonenu sheyishav hashliach. We don't want you to go make a shvua. We know how difficult it is for people to make a shvua. Shehu ne'eman lanu. We believed you. That's why we chose you. Ein shom lehem. So the Gemara is going to tell us we don't listen to the people. Shein hekti shotzi below shvua. We insist that this rabbinical takana be enacted over here, even though the people of the city aren't requiring a shvua. We require shvua. Ein hekti shotzi below shvua. So the din is that you must make this shvua, even though the people aren't demanding it, so to say, Beis Din is demanding it, so the shluchim will be extra careful going forward in the future. Okay, now we pick up and we say, Hifrish Shiklo V'Avad. What happens if the situation is that the person was Mafrish Shekel, an individual, but then it became lost, Hifrish Shiklo V'Avad, but he lost it before the Trumas Halishka was done, is the first pshat that we have over here in the Tiklun Charetin, in the Dibra Masku V'Ovad. He says, Kodim Shenitruma Truma, or alternatively, V'yesh B'farshim Afilu L'yachah Shenitruma Truma. Or it could even be, according to the second opinion, that it's after the Trumas Halishka was done. In either case, however, it never actually reached the Trumas Halishka. So here we have a machlokis between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Amar Chayav Beyachri Yuso, that since you separated it and it didn't yet reach the Trumas Halishka, so even whether they did the Trumas Halishka or not, depending on the first or second version of the Tikkun Charetin, you're Chayav Beyachri Yuso, you're obligated to go and replace it, Ashim Serenu L'Gizbar, until you actually gave it to the Gizbar. So Rav Yochanan says, it's irrelevant whether they did the Trumas Halishka or not, since it didn't reach the Trumas Halishka, you are obligated to make up the lost money. On the other hand, Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish Omer, Hekdish Birshus HaGavoa B'chol Mokum Shu. As soon as you are mafresh it, so it now belongs to Hekdish. Hekdish is now the ones that lost this money. Obviously, they didn't lose the money, but it's in the hands of Hekdish. It's considered halachic like it's in Hekdish, and therefore, you're not achroi. You don't have the responsibility to take another Matzis HaShekel. Morris says, Masni, so our Mishnah seems to contradict. Pliga al Rabbi Shimon Malakish. Our Mishnah seems to go against what Rish Lakish said. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Nishboyin Livnei Ha'ir. Livnei Ha'ir Shoklun Tachteim. We said in our Mishnah that the Shluchim, when they brought the Shkalim up from far away, so they had to make a Shvua that it was lost and they were in Poshea, and therefore, Livnei Ha'ir Shoklun Tachteim, and they have to go and take out another Shekel. So what do we see? That the people are responsible even though the truma was taken, so we don't say, like Reish Lakish, Hekdish B'Shur Sagavoa B'Chol Mokum Shu. So it seems to go against what Reish Lakish said, Kasha. Someone says, no. Lo, Od Himi Shum Shua's Takana. Didn't we say this whole idea of the Shua was a Takana, Midi Rabbana, Midi Araisa, there was no need for a Shua. That's because Reish Lakish would say, we hold like the opinion that Hekdish B'Shur Sagavoa B'Chol Mokum Shu. And it's only a Din Rabbana that you have to go make a Shavua. So therefore, there's no problem. It doesn't contradict. Our Mishnah doesn't contradict Reish Lakish. Our Mishnah is telling us a Shvua D'Rabbanan. And Reish Lakish is saying that Min Hadin, it belongs to Hekdish. Then we learn in Abraisa, Tani, Harishonim Noflim L'Tiklin Charetin Vashniim Noflim L'Tiklin Atikin. This was the case where the people sent a second set of Matzis HaShekel because the first set was lost, but then they found the original Matzis HaShekel. So now the two sets of Matzis HaShekel. So what do you do with it? So the first set, Harishonim, We'll see in a moment how we define that. Noflim l'tiklin charetin. That goes for the machzis shekel for this year's funds. And the extra, the second one, that goes hashniyim noflim l'taklin atikin. That goes into the shiare lishka from last year. The leftovers from last year's funds, and those are used for better kabayis, not for the kabanas for this year. So more questions, which are the first ones and which are the second ones? The way we just seemed to say was the first ones were the original ones, and the second ones were the ones that were set up to replace the first ones, but that's not necessarily true. The Gemara says, which are the first ones and which are the second ones? He's saying the first one goes for the Tiklin Charetin, and the second one goes for the Tiklin Atikin. Which is the first and which is the second? So we have a machlokas. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Abba Mori. We'll delete the word Chanina. So these two Amorayim have a machlokas. One of them says, Charamar, Elu Sheshochu B'nei Yer Techila, the ones that they send first are the ones that go for the Tiklin Charetin, and the second ones go for the Tiklin Atikin. And then the other opinion, however, we don't know whether it's a Pinchas Bei Rabbi Chiyo or was it Abba Mari. So the Charana, the second opinion, says, no, Elu Shiagil Lidig Yizbar and Tchila. Whichever one's got there first, that will be the Tiklin Charetin. And the ones that get there second, that will be falling into the Tiklin Atikin, last year's Lishka. And therefore, that's used for better Kabbalah, and not for the purchase of Kabbalahs from this year. Now we go to the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis. The Mishnah says as follows. Hanosein shiklo l'chaveiro, lishkol ayodo. If a person gives, Reuven gives to Shimon, his machzis a shekel, and says, go please bring this to the Beis HaMikdash on my behalf. And when Shimon gets there, ushkol yadiatzmo, he said, hey, here's my machzis a shekel. He took the money that Reuven gave to him, and he said, use this for my machzis a shekel. So the din is, im nitrumo hatrumo, if in fact the truma was already taken, the truma salishka was taken for the first set of financial obligations for that year's korbanos, so they already did a truma salishka, so then this Shimon is actually usurping, he's doing me'ila on the money that Reuven gave to him, because once the truma salishka is taken, so then all the funds that are collected are considered as if they're already there. And in this situation, he now stole that, basically took it from Reuven and took it for himself, so it's as if he took it from Hekdesh, and therefore he's Mal, and therefore he has to bring Korban Mila. That's case number one. Case number two, Hashokel Shiklo Mina Hekdesh, if somebody took his Matzah Sheshekel money, but by accident he didn't take it from his Chulin funds, he took it from money that he had already sanctified to be Hekdesh. He had designated this for Beder Kabayis. He was giving a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. And he didn't realize he was taking these funds, and he took those funds, which were Hekdesh, and he said, this will be my Matzah Sheshekel money. So he took it from being Beder Kabayis to using it for Korbanos. So it stayed within Hekdesh. And the din is, as we'll see, Me'ila only is when you take something from Hekdesh and you make it Chulin. Here it went from one Hekdesh to another Hekdesh. So therefore the din is different. The Nitrumo HaTruma, even though they did the Truma Salishka, so it automatically becomes switched over from being Beder Kabayis to now being for Korbanos, for Truma Salishka. So in this situation, the Nitrumo HaTruma, but only the Karva Behema, only if they actually brought a Behema. So now there's Maal. In this situation, there's Maal. But until the Behema is actually bought, even if they purchased the Behema, it's not yet over Mila because it hasn't yet changed from the Kedusha of Beder Kabayis to a different Kedusha. It hasn't yet been shechted, and it hasn't been removed from Kachim status. So therefore, it's not over Mila until they actually go and sacrifice this Behema. Now, the Mefarshim say, this is the exact same thing in the first case as well. Im nitru matruma, he's mal only if they went and shechted it, because at that point in time, is there a change going out, so to say, from Hekdesh? Others say, no, it's not the way it was. In the first case, he's mal even if they didn't go bring a korban. This is a big machlokas amongst the poskim. Now we go to the third case in the Mishnah. If a person mistakenly took his Maaser Sheni funds, or he has Demei Shvias, a person's not allowed to do Schorer with Shvias, but if he picked up Shvias from Hefker, and he sells it to somebody else, so the funds that he gets for that, he has to go and use it in the same Kedusha of Shvias. So if he purchases somebody, he has to be eaten with the Kedusha of Shvias. So this is called Demei Shvias. So if a person takes his Maaser Sheni funds, he had produce which he redeemed, because he doesn't want to schlep the bushels and bushels of produce up to Yerushalayim, so he redeems it for money. If it's his own stuff, he has to add on a chomesh. If it's somebody else's, Maaser Sheni, he just pays the regular principal for it. And now he carries these funds, either Maaser Sheni funds up to Yerushalayim or Demei Shvias funds up to Yerushalayim. But by mistake, he took from these funds and he gave his machzis a shekel funding. So in this situation, if he took funds, mi Maaser Sheni or mi Demei Shvias, to pay for his machzis a shekel, so now, yochal kinegdon. He has to go and eat keneged them. We'll see that he has to go and take another coin and say, wherever my Maaser Sheni funds are, wherever my Dvei Shmiyas funds are, they're now on this coin. And now with this coin, he purchases produce that you're allowed to buy with Maaser Sheni funds, or meat that you're allowed to buy with Maaser Sheni funds. And the same thing with Shvius. Whatever he purchases with this new funding, he goes and eats it with the Kedusha of Shvius. The Gemara will explain this more in detail. Now we start off and we say, Hashoka v'chulei. This is the second case we had in the Mishnah. If a person took from money that he had made hekdesh, and then by accident he took that to go and use for his matzah shekels, we said once the carbon was brought and shechted, so then he's over me'ila. So Gemara says, Anan Taninan, we learned in our Mishnah, it only was in a situation, im korva behema, if the Beis HaMikdash not only did the Trumas HaLishka, but they actually purchased an animal to be used as a carbon seber, and they shechted that animal. In that situation is the me'ila. However, we have a braisa that seems to say not like that. But Tani Devei Rebbe, they learned in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe, even if they hadn't yet actually shechted the animal, if it was just im nitruma hatruma, if they just actually did the truma salishka, and many of Mefarshim say, and also over here, they purchased the animal, albeit they hadn't shechted it, in that situation, you're going to be chayav mi'ila. Now we delete all the words over here in the parentheses, and we say, Mantano, who is the author who says this braisa, im nitruma hatruma, which really means if they purchased the carbon, albeit they didn't shecht it, you're going to be over me'ila, as opposed to a Mishnah, which said you have to shecht it in order to be over me'ila. So Gemara says, this goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, this braisa only goes in accord to Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Shimon say? The Amar Rabbi Shimon, miyad hoya makabel ma'osav v'alkohanim zrizun heim. Now this is a machlokas that we have in regards to the people that sold various types of flour and wine for nesachim to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chachamim hold that the Beis HaMikdash, so to say, isn't going to be using this as if it was theirs until they actually use it. So this way, in case there's any financial loss in between the time, let's say they purchase it on Sunday and they only use it on Thursday, and there's a certain loss in the wine or there's a certain loss in the flour, the Beis HaMikdash won't absorb that loss. We always say, have the rule that Yad Hekdish Al HaYona, that we always look at things in the most positive way for the Beis HaMikdash. So in this situation, the Chacham hold that it's not yet considered as if it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash until the exact moment that they use it. And therefore, any loss, any hefsid that occurs between the time that they actually brought it into the Beis HaMikdash's possession until the Beis HaMikdash uses it is actually suffered by the original people that sold it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. But Rabbi Shimon says, no. He says, Miyad hayo makabel ma'osav v'kohanim zrizin heim, that we would pay the vendors, the people that brought the wine or the flour, because the Beis HaMikdash was very careful, kohanim zrizin heim, and there would be no financial loss. They would guard it very carefully from spoiling. They would guard it very carefully from spilling or getting eaten by somebody else. So they were very careful with it. So therefore, there was no potential for financial loss according to Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, the vendors got their money right away, and it was considered totally within the possession of the Beis HaMikdash at that point in time. So therefore, as soon as you have over here nitruma hatruma, and in fact they purchased the animal, we're not concerned that the animal will get a mum, we're not concerned that the animal won't be able to be brought, we consider it already as if the animal is owned by the Beis HaMikdash for that additional sacrifice that it's going to be used for, even though it hasn't yet been sacrificed. And therefore, this braisa from the Beis Medrash of Rebbe that says im nitruma hatruma, and they purchased the animal, even though it hasn't been shechted, yechayev me'ila, this goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah, because we have a problem with that, Vikasha. The first case of the Mishnah, where if Reuven gave a shekel, the matzah's a shekel, to Shimon to go bring it to him, and Shimon usurps that and uses it for himself, so he said he's moel. So Gemara says, Vikasha, ilu ha-godev olaso shochaveru shchotu stam, if you steal somebody else's ola, if Reuven had an ola, and Shimon had stolen that ola, and then brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and sacrificed it stam, without saying anything about it, Stoma, lo l'shem ba'alim harishonim mechaperis, wouldn't it still work as the ola for Reuven, and Shimon wouldn't be over me'ila? So to over here, why don't we say that even though Shimon stole this coin and gave it on his own behalf, why don't we just say it doesn't count that he gave it on his own behalf? It should count as if Reuven actually gave it in, and therefore there shouldn't be me'ila. Why don't we give it as if the ola was given back to Reuven, even though Shimon was the one that shechted it? So too, the shekel, even though Shimon is taking it for himself, but it should be counted as if it was Reuven, and there shouldn't be me'ila. So I'm Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin says, Tipoter b'misuyam. The answer to this is that we're dealing over here with a shekel that is misuyam, an identified shekel. What does that mean, an identified shekel, a specific shekel? So this is something we'll learn later on in the Gemara. Mishal Beis Rabban Gamliel, the house of Rabban Gamliel, they had a custom. Shahyo miskavin, they intentionally went And they waited till the Trumas Halishka was actually being done. And they waited till the Kohen was taking out the funds from these boxes that were gathered for the Trumas Halishka. And they tossed their coin, V'dol Chafo, they pushed their coin, L'sol Chakupa, into the part that was got to be collected by the Kohen. And this way, they made sure that their particular coin was physically actually used to go purchase Korban HaTzibur. Because the rest of the coins that stay behind in the Trumas Halishka, they technically may be eventually Shiarei Halishka and aren't used physically for going and purchasing Korbanos. So therefore, the house of Aaron Gamliel, they had this custom that they wanted to make sure that the physical coins that they donated as their Maxis HaShekel was actually used. Now, the din is that whether it's used or not is irrelevant. It's for all of Klai Yisrael. But they had a particular custom that they wanted their coins. They wanted the satisfaction of knowing that their actual coins that they gave were actually used for the Korbanos. Now, that has no halacha l'maisa significance, but that's what they did. And therefore, they had a specific coin. So too, this person, this Shimon, he did the same thing as the base Rabban Gamliel, and therefore he wanted his coin. So therefore it counts as his coin in this situation, and that's why he's moel. Similarly, Gemara says, V'chosh lomar shem l'shirayim him noflin. But wait a second, if that's the case, so then if Shimon steals the coin from Reuven and tosses it in there, maybe it won't actually get used. And maybe it will actually be Shiari Halishka. And if it's Shiari Halishka, it's not used for this year's funds. It'll be used in the future for Betek Abayis. V'chi yesh mi'ila b'shirayim, is there mi'ila in this Shiari Halishka? After all, the Chacham Mo, there is no Mila on the Shiari Halishka. It's only Elik Rabbi Meir. Only Rabbi Meir holds that the Shiari Halishka have Mila. The Rabbi Meir Omer, Moel and Bishirayim. And as the Korban Eda says, we really don't want to hold like Rabbi Meir because he's a Das Yochid. If we were to hold that this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, the less Hilchas or Kavasi, we don't paskin like him, Elik Rabbi Yehuda, the Polygalei. We in fact follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Usually we have the machlokas with main review that we follow Rabbi Yehuda. So we don't want to be forced to saying here that we're dealing with Shirayim, Shiari Halishka, are a din of Me'ila. So why aren't we concerned over here that when Shimon throws it in, it may not actually get used, and therefore it should be, like with the Ola, it should really be that we're dealing here that it should be counted for Reuven and not for Shimon. Someone says, no, we just answered this question. We said, Od he b'misuyim. We're talking that it specifically was he pushed in like the base Rabban Gamliel, to make sure that he tossed that coin in just as they were collecting it, so that coin specifically would be used. So therefore, he did the same thing. That's what we just explained, and therefore, that's why we're not concerned that it's Shiari Halishka, it's the actual coin that he threw in, and therefore he's over Me'ila. Now, what exactly was he getting Hanoah? We're saying that he's Moel, but what Hanoah did he get? My Nene. After all, the Tikkun Charetin says that mitzvah slav lehonis nedu. So he got credit for doing the Mishnah, but that's not a hanah, because we say that the performance of mitzvahs isn't technically something for which you get hanah. So here we have a good teret. Amar Rabbi Ovin b'shem Rabbanon. Rabbi Ovin says the name of the Chachamim, the Taman, over there in Bavel, they said this teret, mikevon shebeizdin ru'uyin lemashkin. Since Beizdin, if somebody doesn't give his master the shekel, they have the right to go into the house and take a collateral and say, you're not getting your collateral back until you go and give your master the shekel. The low mishkado. So therefore, this guy, he is given credit, so to say, for giving his master the shekel. So granted, mitzvah slav l'honos didn't do, but he didn't have to take a mashkon. So therefore, that's his hanor, kimoshin nana. That's as if he got hanor because he didn't have a mashkon taken from him. Then we said in the Mishnah, in the third case, Mimai Sesheni offered the Mei Shvius, you have to go and eat Kenegdon, Yochal Kenegdon. What does it mean, this Bechula, Yochal Kenegdon? Because the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor, if a person has a Bechor, Asher Yuvukar Lashem, that became a Bechor to Hashem, a firstborn male animal, Bebehema, by the animals, Lo Yakdish Ish Oso. You're not allowed to go and take that animal and make it into a Korban Shlomim. You can't switch its Kedush around. So therefore, Koshu Kodesh, something is Maisa Sheni, or has Kedusha Shvius, Ein Kedusha Cholo Olav. You now let it go and switch it around and make it into a different Hekdish. So therefore, it retains its status as the Maisa Sheni or the Shvius until you do something to it. So what are you supposed to do to it? Ketzeruoseh, how do you go and exchange that Kedusha so that your Maxis HaShekel should work and that the Kedusha of the Maisa Sheni or the Kedusha of the Shvius isn't lost? So he says, maybe Sela Shel Chulin. You take another coin that is Chulin. You take a Sela of Chulin and you say as follows, Omer. Mos Ma'aser Sheni, and the same thing applies to the Dmei Shvius as well. But the Gemara just gives us an example of Ma'aser Sheni. So you say, wherever those Mos of Ma'aser Sheni are, they're in the Trumas Alishka someplace where you tossed it in. So the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni that was on that coin, the Chomok Mashen, wherever they are, Yimuchulol and Aselazer. That Kedusha should now go off the coin that we tossed in as Machzis HaShekel, and it should go on this Hulin coin, this seller over here. And now, the Kedusha of the Machzis HaShekel can rest upon that coin, the original coin that you threw in there. There was originally the Ma'aser Sheni, but now the Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha has gone off. The Dmei Shvius Kedusha has gone off, so now it can allow the Machzis HaShekel Kedusha to go on it. And therefore, you paid your Machzis HaShekel. And now this coin that you took, this seller, Shel Hulin, it will take the Kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni, or the Kedusha of the Dmei Shvius, Vashar Nasu Shkolim, and therefore the original coin, which was Ma'aser Sheni, or Dmei Shvius, now can have the Shkolim Kedusha go upon it. Now we turn to Vav Amud Aleph, and we go to the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And the Mishnah tells us, HaMechaneis Ma'os, if a person's gathering up coins for his Machzis HaShekel money. Machzis HaShekel is a certain amount of money, as we pointed out. A person may not have had it all in one fell swoop. He's a poor person, so he puts aside a pruta, he puts aside a little bit of money until he reaches up to the total amount of the Machzis HaShekel. So HaMechaneis Ma'os, he gathers in his Ma'os in this fashion. This is known as beprot prot. He takes it a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. That's the lashon of the rivavon over here, and it means that he doesn't put it all in one fell swoop. And he says, Omar, hare elu l'shikli. He puts it into a bag, and he says, whatever's in here, that's going to be for my machzis HaShekel money. That's going to be for my shkolim. And then it turns out that he has more. At the end of the year, he goes, it's now an ador. He's ready to take out his machzis HaShekel money, and he sees he has 2, 3, 4 times as much as he needs for the machzis HaShekel. So what do you do with that extra money? The extra money in there is used for Ketz HaMizbeach. It's used to bring on the Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach is not busy, additional Ola offerings. That's called Ketz HaMizbeach. Basil disagrees. Basil Omrim, this is Hekdish B'toz. This is a Hekdish that he never intended to do. And Hekdish B'toz, according to Basil, is not Hekdish. So therefore, Basil says that the amount of money that he needs in this collection for Machzis HaShekel, that's Machzis HaShekel. And all the extra funding, Mosarin Chulin, that extra funding that he put in there, it goes back to him. He never intended it to be Hekdish, and therefore it's not Hekdish, it's not Machzis HaShekel money. If, however, the person said, Sha'avi mehen shikli, says, whatever in this bag that I'm putting away all year long, a little bit at a time, so the Machzis HaShekel funds in there, whatever is needed for Machzis HaShekel, I'm going to take his Machzis HaShekel. Then even Beis Shammai agrees, Shavin Shamos HaChulim. Then even Beis Shammai agrees that never was Hekdish B'tolz. It never was made into Hekdish. He said, I'm going to take out the Machzis HaShekel funds from these Chulim funds, so whatever is there for Machzis HaShekel is Machzis HaShekel, and all the excess, even according to Beis Shammai, is not considered Machzis HaShekel funding. Similarly, if he said, Elul Chatos, a person is chayv to bring a chatos, he doesn't have the money right now, he puts aside a little bit, prot, puts a little bit aside, and he says, this will be for my chatos funds. So here we come up with a different result, which we'll explain a little bit later in the Mishnah. So in this situation, Shavin, Shamos, and Adov, even Beis Hillel agree over here that the extra funds are not going back to Chulin, but they are in fact going to be used for the Ketz HaMizbeach. The extra funds that are in this kitty for his chatos, so he needs $100 for his chatos, and there's $150 in there, the extra $50 will go into the shofros for Ketz HaMizbeach. We'll see in a moment why. However, if a person says, Sha'avi mehen chatosi, but if he said, like in the previous case, that anything that I have in here, I'll take from here to bring my chatos, so then everybody agrees, Shavin Shamos HaChulin. In this situation, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that the extra here is Chulin. Now, why should there be a difference in the first case where by Shkolim, Beis Hillel said the extra funds are Chulin, and in the case of the Chatas, even Beis Hillel is moded to Beis Shammai that the extra funds are Nedava. So Amar Rishimon explains, Ma bin Shkolim Chatas, why was there a difference in these two cases? Beis Hillel said the first case was Moshe and Chulin by the Shkolim. The second case, Beis Hillel was moded to Beis Shammai, Shamos and Nedava. So why is that true? So Rabbi Shimon answers, Ella shel shkolim yeshlam kitzel, because shkolim has a set amount. It's machzis HaShekel. Whatever that amount is, it's a set amount. As opposed to l'chatos, you can bring $100 korban chatos, a $200 korban chatos, a $300 korban chatos, and l'kitzel doesn't have a set amount. So therefore, any money that you put in, Beis Hillel is moda, that was used for your chatos, because it could have been all used for the chatos. And therefore, any extra that's left over, it's mosaron l'nedava. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. After Shkolim, Ein Lehem Kitzur. He says, wait a second. Even Shkolim, the price of the shkalim changed over time. It sometimes it was a higher amount, sometimes it was a lower amount. And he says, Shekisha'olu Yisrael Menagola, when Chai Yisrael came up with Ezra in the time of Bayisheni, Hayushoklim Darkonos. They originally had very few people, and they needed to take a lot of money for the Korbanos Sivra, so they used these larger coins called Darkonos. Then as there were more people around, Chazru Lishko Shlom, they only had to take a sella. And then Chazru Lishko Tvayim, then they even took a smaller coin, a Teba, which is a coin that is a shekel. And then Bikshu Lishko Dinarim, when they were receiving more people, they wanted to even take a smaller coin, but there the rabbi said enough. Lo kiblu man. The rabbi said, no, that's too small a coin. Even though you'll be able to satisfy the needs for all the Korban HaSibur, we want there to be extra money, so they didn't let them take even a dinar, which is a smaller coin, but they limited it to the Teva, the coin called Tevayin. That was the smallest coin that they took. But originally they took Slime, and originally they even took Darkonos. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you see that even the Matzah Zashekel is not a set amount, and therefore the same reasoning should apply, that the Moser should be Kachim in this situation. It should be Moser and Nadava and not Moser and Chulin. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the explanation that Rabbi Shimon gave us. What does Rabbi Shimon respond to Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Shimon, Afal Bikain. Now he says, even though what you're saying, that it could be that there's different periods of time when they gave different amounts of the Masas HaShekel, but in any one year, Afal Bikain, Yad Kulum Shavah, in one specific year, everybody gives the same amount. That's therefore why Rabbi Shimon's teretz is a good teretz, that by shkolim it's a set amount. So anything that's left over, Beisela can say Moshe is chulin. However, by the chatos, so zemibi besela, zemibi b'shtayim, zemibi b'sholosh. One guy gives $100, one gives $200, one gives $300, and therefore any money that's put in there theoretically all could have been used for a chatos, and therefore even Beisela says that Moshe is l'nedava. Then we said in the first part of the Mishnah, machanes l'chule. If you did it prot, you did a little bit by a little. So by the Shkolim, Beis Shammai said that the Mosron is for Ketz HaMizbeach, is Nedava, and Beis Hillel said that the Mosron is Chulin. Now, Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, we're going to have two opinions in the name of Rabbi Elazar. The first one is Rabbi Yossi. The second one will be Rabbi Chia in the name of Rabbi Bibi. So the first one is Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar. He says, Ma Pligin, what's the understanding of the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to the Moser Shkolim? That's talking about b'mechanes prot. That's, as I said, when you put it a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, and you don't know how much is in there, and at the end you see if there's extra, that's Beis Shammai says the extra goes to l'davah, and Beis Hillel says the extra goes l'chulin, because you never intended to put it in. Avol ba'omer, elu l'shikli, but if the person has a bunch of coins in front of him, and he picks them up, and he says, this will be for my shkolim, so then everybody agrees, kol ama modoy, shahamo soren nedava. Then everybody agrees that the extra there is a dava, because he picked it all up, and he said, this will be for my shkolim. So if there's anything extra over here, he intends it to be in a dava. Even Beis Hillel would say that that's for nedava. Only, Beis Hillel says that the mosoren is chulin, that's when he did it, Mechanes prot. He did a little bit at a time. That's version number one of Rabbi Elazar. The second opinion of Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Chia. We delete the words Chizkiah. Rabbi Chia said, and he said in the name of Rabbi, now the Gersa that we have is Biba, but we'll see later on it's really Bibi, so many Agoras over here, Bibi, and they said in the name of B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, that the machlokas is as follows, Ma Pligin, that what do Beis Hillel and Shammai argue about? They agree that the argument is b'mechanes b'protprot, that there Beis Hillel says that the Moser is chulin, and Beis Shammai said that the Moser is an adava. Avol, however, ba'omer elu l'shikli, but if the, in the case that we just said before, elu l'shikli, everybody agrees that Mosarin is the adava, here they say no. In the case where he said this will be for my shkolim, kol ama modoy, everybody agrees, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that in this situation, Shammo Sorin is Chulin. Here, they both say that it's Chulin. So, the first version, Rav Yossi says that when they have the case of Elu L'Shikli, it's Hamosarin, everybody agrees is Nadava. And the second case, in the name Rav Chia, in the name of Rabibi, saying over the name of Rabbi Lazar, that they say in this situation, when he says Elu L'Shikli, everybody agrees, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Shehamosarin is Chulin. Amr Rukhiya, Rukhiya is the one who said this. Again, we delete the word Chizki over here. He says, Masnisin, Messiah, Rabibi. Our Mishnah isn't supportive. That which I just said, the name of Rabiba, Rabibi, here it says Rabibi, who said the name of Elazar. Because what are we learning in our Mishnah? That's not. Amr Rishimon, Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, what is the reasoning that there's a difference between the case of Shkolim and the case of Chatos? Ma bein Shkolim l'Chatos. So we said the reasoning was, Elisha Shkolim Yeshlam Kitzvah, that the Shkolim has a set amount. L'chatos ein l'kitzur, but the chatos could be any amount. So therefore, that's why we said that there's a difference. Now, ma non kaimina. Now, what is the case that we're dealing with? If we're talking about im b'omer sh'avi mehen shikli, if we're talking about that I will bring from here my shkolim. So we said everybody agreed in that situation. Kol amo modai, both Beisila and Bishame were moda shamo sarin chulin. In that situation, it's definitely chulin. And if you're talking about im b'omer sh'avi mehen chatosi, if I'll bring from here my chatos, then kol amo modai shamo sarin. Everybody also agreed in that case is chulin. So then, he's obviously not talking about that case. Elo, kein anan kaimino, and therefore, we say the following. Ba'omer, elu l'shikli. The machlokis is talking about when he says elu l'shikli. And here, Rabbi Shimon is giving the explanation. Why is there a different thing between shkolim and chatos? Shkolim, ayidei shikitz v'osim in HaTorah. Since shkolim has a set amount from the Torah, at least for every year, it's a set amount. So therefore, mosarin is chulin. Everybody agrees that the mosar is chulin. Ah, that's exactly like the opinion of Rabbi. And chatos ayidei she'en kitzvasu min haTorah, since there is no set amount, mosar nadava. So therefore, our Mishnah seems to be in accord with the statement that Rav Chiya said in the name of Rabbi in the name of Elazar, not like the statement that Rav Yossi said in the name of Elazar. So kash on the first statement, Rav Yossi in the name of Elazar. So Gemara says, no, my ovid lay Rav Yossi b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. And here we spell it out, and we don't call it Rav Elazar, we call it Rabbi Eliezer. And on the side, there is another gear that it says Rabbi Shimon Malakish in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. In any event, Pesar law, he explains it, b'mechanis pratprut ukebeis hilah. He says that that's talking about where, no, it wasn't l'shem shikli. He said, no, this is talking about the case where he gathered a little bit, a little bit, a little bit at a time, the prat, and it's going like the pinyin beis hilah that says mosarin by the chatas is also for nedava. More tries again. V'ataninan, but we learned in the next Mishnah we'll learn in Yitz Hashem later in today's shir. It says, Moser Shkolim Chulin, the extra money that a person designates for something for Shkola, that Shkolim, so that goes into Chulin. Now that seems to be Likuli Alma, so that seems to go according to the opinion of Rav Chiya in the name of Rabbi, in the name of Rav Elazar, and not like Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says, and again, we delete a lot of this over here. This is actually the next Mishnah that we'll have, but we delete the parentheses. So part of law, he would explain this again. This is again only talking about a specific case where he put in a little bit at a time, and he didn't say elu l'shikli. Now the Gemara says, what about the following scenario? Hamafrish shiklo v'savashu chayim. If a person designated money for shkolim because he thought he hadn't yet given the money for shkolim this year, but then the nim sashenu chayim. But then he realized, oh no, I did give it. So in that situation, lo kodash. So it says beferish in that situation that this is a hektish betos, and we pass it like Beis Hillel that hektish betos ain't no hektish. But hamafrish shnayim, if a person designated two because he thought one is for this year for the tiklan chadatin and one is for the tiklan atikin, v'savishu chayim shnayim, he thought I never paid last year and I didn't pay this year, and it turns out v'nim she'enu chayv alechad, he just didn't play this year, but he had paid for last year. So osa v'sheni ma ovedle. In this situation, do we say it's hektish betos or not? So Gemara says, Nishmo min hadoh. Let us see if we can learn it from the following braisa, what the halacha would be. What about if a person was hifrish chatos, if a person was mafrish chatos, because v'savishu chayv, because he thought he was chayv chatos. But it turns out, v'nim sashenu chayv, it turns out he wasn't chayv chatos, so this is really being makdish betos, and we follow Beis Hillel's opinion that hektish betos ain't no hektish, and therefore lo kotcha. But if a person really was chayv chatos, hifrish shtayim, he separated money for two chatos, v'savishu chayv shtayim, because he thought he was chayv twice. But v'nim sashenu chayv alachas, but it turns out he was only chayv once, but he was in fact chayv once. In this situation, also shnia, the extra money, the extra chatos that he actually separated, ma'at ovid lo. What happens to that second chatos? El roa, we let it go out to pasture until it gets a mum, and then you sell it, and the money that's used, that you get for that, will be mosar l'nedav for ketz ha'mizbeach. So therefore, just like by the chatos, the second one is used for ketz ha'mizbeach, mosar l'nedava, so to over here by the shkolim. If you're mafri shnayim, we should say, v'nimtza she'enu chayv ele'echad, osu ha'sheni, ma'ay ovid lay, we should say it should be hachanami elu l'nedava. And where it says, that can't be. Because, v'kol heich omer ato elu, because in this situation, you're saying that you're comparing the shkolim and the chatos, but we see that we don't compare the shkolim and the chatos. And therefore, the two cases have different dinim. The shkolim and the chatos aren't the same, so therefore you can't compare them over here as well. Then we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the Mishnah we actually said Rabbi Yehuda, here we're quoting it, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, again, are the same person. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chuli, he said that, no, you can't tell me, like Rabbi Shimon, that the matzah shekel is a fixed amount, because at one period of time they use darkonos, another period of time they use salah, another period of time they use tavayim, another period of time they wanted to use dinarim. So the Gemara now explains this a little bit more. Darkonos, what is that? That's a golden dinar, dinarim. That's a much more weighty coin. Chazru lishko shloim, when there were more people, so they didn't need as much money, so they allowed them to use a lower coin, half of the darkon, which is a sela. Kishmuan, as the name implies, a sela. And then chazru lishko tivoin. Then there were more people, they needed less money, so therefore they allowed them to use a smaller coin, the tivin, which is a half of a sela, which is a maxis a shekel. But then, big shul ishkol dinarim, then they want to even go smaller coin, so that this smaller coin is krotin, the tikkun chadatin says this is a quart, v'lush kvartin, which means a revia sela, which is a dinar, that they said, no, you can't do, that's already too small amount of money. The rabbi said, no, you can't do such a small amount. Why is that? So min hadat, it's based upon the following pasuk that we have from Nehemiah, where it says, min hadat, this pasuk tells us, ve'amadnu oleinu mitzvos loses. Now, the grua adds the girsa oleinu. Now, the nuschos habadli has over here that the word should be mitzvah, not mitzvos, but the pasuk is mitzvos. So the pasuk reads as follows, ve'amadnu oleinu mitzvos, the rabbi set up upon themselves the mitzvah, loses oleinu shlishis hashekel b'shana, lavodus beis elokeinu, that you have to take a shlish of a shekel. Now, the shekel they're referring to over here is not the shekel that we've been using, but this is a larger sized coin that they were dealing with in the times of the Chumash, and therefore, not the times of the Mishnah. Again, we talked about that the shekel the Torah uses is bigger than the shekel that we use in the Mishnah. The maxis, the shekel in the Torah, is the shekel that we have in the Mishnah. So in any event, this one-third of the shekel is a larger coin. That is the minimal amount that could be used. That's what Nehemiah said. That's what says in Ezra Nehemiah. And therefore, it can't be allowing them to take a krotin, this quarter of a sela, which is a dinar. Alternatively, Rav Chilkiah b'shem Rabbi Acha, he says the following is the reasoning. Mikan, from this pasuk, shetzarech odin l'shalei shiklo shlosha pomin bashana. That we learn from here that a person should give his masas the shekel 3 times during the year. As the Tikkun Chadin says, midloksiv shlish shekel, it doesn't say shlish of a shekel, but it says shlishis hashekel. So that teaches us darish law shei hashekel mishtalish b'shana. They should give it 3 times during the year. And now it's not talking about the matzah hashekel that you're supposed to give for the truma shkalim. Ella be'inyan stock. This is talking about how much stock you should give it a minimum. And that's what the Gemara says. Mikan shein matrichin al tzibur yosef mishlosh upon b'shana. We don't make the tzibur give more than 3 times a year to the stock. Alternatively, Amar Rabbi Yovin, he says, Mikan, from this pasuk in Nehemiah, l'shalosh sin, that teaches us, Mikan l'shalosh kupos, that we have over here, the collection boxes that can each hold 3 saw, and that we have 3 kupos, and Mikan l'shalosh afroshos. And there's also an allusion to the fact that we do the Trumas Halishka 3 times, by Pesach, by Shavuos, and by Sukkos. Alternatively, there are other drushes over here as well. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Zeh yitnu kolovei apkud v'gomer. And the pasuk in Kisiso, where it tells us the din of the Masis HaShekel, so it tells us over here that you have to give Masis HaShekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, Esrim Gerah HaShekel, and it tells us that there were 20 Gerah in a Shekel. So what does this come to teach us? So Rabbi Yehuda teaches us as follows. Rabbi Yehuda and also Rabbi Nehemiah, so each of them said a different drasha. In the Nuschos HaBadli, it says that it wasn't Rabbi Nehemiah, but it was Rabbi Nachman. So either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nachman said the following. One of them said, Chad Omar, Lefi Shechotu B'machzis Hayom, since Chai Yisrael sinned with the eagle at the middle of the day, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu Boshesh, he came late, Boshesh, he was 6 hours later than they thought, so it was Chatzos Hayom. So therefore, to remind us of that and to atone for that, Yidnu Machzis HaShekel, we give a Chatzi Shekel, a Machzis HaShekel to allude to the idea that we sinned with the Chet Egel at middle of the day. The Chadamar, the other one, either Rav Yehuda or Rav Nechemi or Rav Yehuda or Rav Nachman, the other one said, since we did the sin in the middle of the day, Bo Sheish, the Moshe Rabbeinu was late 6 hours, and therefore we sinned at the 6 hour point in the day, therefore Yidnu Masas HaShekel, we give a Masas HaShekel, which alludes to this, the Ovat Shiso Garmisin, which a Masas HaShekel is 6 Garmisin, that was the coinage of that time, and this alludes to the fact that we sinned at the 6 hours of the day, so we give this coin Shiso Garmisin, which is a Masas HaShekel. Alternatively, Rabbi Shua Bei Rabbi Nehemiah, Rabbi Shua said in the, from the basement, Rabbi Nehemiah said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, following drasha, Lefisha Avru al Aseres Hadibros, because Nebuch, Klai Yisrael sinned by the Aseres Hadibros, Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Aseres HaDibros Nevach when we did the Chet Ego. So therefore, the Aseres HaDibros, that's number 10. You know, saying Kol Echad Yechad Asara Geira. So each of us has to give to make up for that the Asara Geira, which is a Machzis HaShekel. Eshrim Geira HaShekel, 20 Geira in a Shekel. So a Machzis HaShekel is Asara Geira. That's where we get this allusion to the Machzis HaShekel funding. Another drush is Rabbi Brechia said in the name of Rabbi Levi, who said B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish L'fisha Machru Bechora Shel Rachel, that Nebuch, when the brothers sold the Bechora of Rachel, which was Yosef HaTzadik, so when the brothers sold him to the Yishmaelim, to the Midjanim, and they sold him for 20 pieces of silver, B'esum Kesef, so therefore, Yekol Echad Yechad Podeh Ez Beno Bechoro B'esum Kesef. That's where we get the concept of Pidgin HaBen, that we redeem offerers born to atone, in a way, for the brothers selling Yosef. And that Esrim Kesef adds up to be the, which is 5 slum. Esrim Kesef is 20 dinarim, and there are 4 dinarim in each Selah. So that's where we get the 5 slime that we pay to the Kohen to redeem a firstborn son. Finally, one more drasha, Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Pinchas in the name of Rabbi Levi. The reason why we have the Esrim dinarim over here, the 5 slime for Pidgin HaBen, l'fisha machru b'chora shel Rachel b'esrim kesef, again, because the brothers sold Yosef, the b'chora of Rachel, for esrim kesef, for these 20 dinarim, which is 5 slime, and therefore, v'nofa l'chol echav yechem hem tabah, each of them got for the 20 dinarim that they had, so you divide that by the 10 brothers, we'll see in a moment why it's 10 brothers, so each of them got 2 dinarim, which is a tabah, which is that one coin, the tivin that we said, is 2 dinarim, which is a half of a shekel, and that's what each of the 10 brothers got. And therefore, to make up for that, so we give this machzis shekel over here, which is the shnei tivoyin. Now, where do you get 10 brothers? Reuven wasn't present, and certainly one would argue that Yosef wasn't present either, and Binyamin wasn't present, so there are only 9 brothers. So the Tikkun Chanitin tells us that in fact Yosef is included. Reuven and Binyamin are not, but Yosef is included because he was Goreim Ayidei HaKino Shebetchila. So he is also considered as one of the 10, and therefore he's held accountable in some way for causing this jealousy. But the other simpler understanding would be that no, while Reuven wasn't there for the sale, he'd gone home to take care of his father, and he planned to go and free Yosef from the bar. So nevertheless, when he came back, they said, here's your share, and he took his share. So therefore, there were 10 brothers that each got a share. And according to this one, Binyamin, of course, didn't get anything, and Yosef wasn't included, because, of course, he didn't get anything. Now we go to Vav Amud Beis with Halacha Dalet, which is the 4th Mishnah in this Perek. And the Mishnah tells us, we alluded to already this before, Mosar Shkolim Chulin, the excess money that a person set aside for his Shkolim, so if he doesn't need it for Shkolim, so then it goes into Chulin. And this is like the opinion of Beis Hillel that we just had in the previous Mishnah. Well, the Mepharshim say, this is just setting us up now for the rest of this Mishnah, so this starts us off. Now it gives us the din we had in parentheses on the Amud Aleph, Moser Asiris Ha'efa, the extra funds that are set aside for the Asiris Ha'efa. Now Asiris Ha'efa is a carbon mincha. We'll see it's alternatively either talking about the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, the chavitin that he brought, machtzisa b'boker, machtzisa ben arbayim, or it's talking about a regular Yisrael who brings a carbon mincha, that is Asiris Ha'efa. We'll get to this in the Gemara, but this Moser, the extra money that is set aside for this Asiris Ha'efa, so that is going to be used for Mosarin Linadova. It's going to fall to the Ketzem Mizbeach boxes. Similarly, Mosar Kine Zavim, Kine Zavos, Kine Yolados. If a person set aside money for a man for a Zav, or a woman for a Zav, or a woman who gave birth, so the extra monies that they set aside for these offerings, these bird offerings, or if a person set aside money for a Chatos or an Asham, Chatos V'Ashamos, so all of these Mosarin Linadova, all the extra funds over here, as some of them we had previously said, here it says all of them, the extra funds that are included over here go for Ketzem Mizbeach, they go to the shofar that is Nedava. Now, Zaklal, this is the rule the Mishnah tells us. Kol shu bo l'shem chatos mishum ashma, anything that is for a specific carbon, like a chatos or an asham, so then, mosar Nedava, the extra funding goes for Nedava. That is the rule of thumb. Then the Mishnah continues, mosar ola liola. However, if you have monies that you set aside for an ola, so those extra funds, they go actually to purchase an ola. Now, that's what the Ketzem Mizbeach is. So what's the difference over here? So the Tikkun Chanitin says, Yavi ba'osan amos ola acheris. You go bring another ola with that money. It doesn't go into Ketzem Mizbeach. This goes as your carbon ola. So that's what it means over here, mosa ola li ola. Mishnah continues and says, if you have mosa mincha li mincha, if you have extra funding left over for carbon mincha, you bring with that additional mincha korbanos. most of shlamim, if you have a shlamim, so you bring with the extra money that you set aside for the shlamim, you bring additional shlamim for yourself. Finally, most of our Pesach shlamim, we just finished Maseches Pesachim, and it's coming right up. This is going to be listened to. People are going to listen to the shir, either right before Pesach or on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So most of our Pesach, you set aside funds for Korban Pesach, so the extra funds are used for purchasing of Korban shlamim. And finally, the mission includes most of Nazirim and Nazirim. If you were collecting money for Nazirim in general, that are poor Nazirim, that can't afford to pay the money for their korbanos, and you designated for that, so any extra funds there are used for additional poor Nazirim, for use for korbanos Nazir that are brought. There are several korbanos that are brought by the Nazir. He has to bring an Ola, a Chatus, and a Shlomim when he's going from his Nazirus Tahara. If he becomes Tomei, there are different korbanos that have to be brought, but we set aside money for these poor Nazirim, so they bring an Ola Chatzis and a Shlamim with this money, so it's extra, so then you bring it to another Nazir, another poor Nazir. That's mostly Nazirim and Nazirim. But if it's an individual who set aside his own Korbanos Ola Chatzis and Shlamim, and he has extra funding there, mostly Nazir, that goes L'Nedava. Here, the extra funding doesn't go for his own personal usage, but goes into the Keitz HaMizbeach funding, the Shofros in the Beis HaMikdash, known as the L'Nedava ones, as we've been talking about. I would start the Gemara. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi tells us, Adi Anon Taman, when I was there, Taman means this is the Yerushalmi, so he's talking about when I was over there in Babel, so I heard the following Shaila Shamis. I heard, call Rav Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard the voice of Rav Yehuda asking to Shmuel. Rav Yehuda learned by Rav, then when Rav died, he learned by Shmuel, and we have this throughout Shas. So this Amora Rav Yossi, remember we had previously Rav Yossi was Rav Yossa, others say that this is Rav Asi over here, others say that this is a Rav Yassa. Whoever this Amora was, it's not the Tana Rav Yossi, obviously, because he's hearing Rav Yehuda saying the name of Shmuel, those are later, second generation Rav Yehuda, first generation Shmuel, Amoraim, so Rav Yossa, or Yossi, is an Amora over here, and he said, when I was in Babel, I heard that Rav Yehuda asked Shmuel the following Shaila. Hifrish Shiklo, if somebody was Mafrish Shkolim, and then before the Matzis Shekel should be given, Umeis, he died before it was given over to the Trumas Halishka. So it's a little bit like a Chatas over here, because it's brought L'chaper al Nafsho Seichem. So there is no need for this person to get a Kapara because he's Nebuch dead. So Amalei, so Shmuel responded to Rav Yehuda, Yiplu L'Nedava. So in this situation, we go and put it into the Shofros that offer Nedava for the communal Keitz HaMizbeach offerings. Now we bring down a statement that seems to contradict what we learned in the Mishnah. The statement that we bring down now says, Moser Asir Sa'efa Shalo. The Kohen Gadol purchases the Chavit in every morning, and it's an Asir Sa'efa. So if there's extra funds left over from that, so Rav Yochanan Omar, Yulichin Liyam HaMelach. You're not allowed to use that for anything. It was designated for his Chavit in this Korban Minchah, the Asir Sa'efa, and therefore Rav Yochanan Omar, Yulichin Liyam HaMelach. It can't be used for anything else. On the other hand, Rabbi Lazar Omar, no, Yiplu Nedava, you put the extra funds over here from the Asirus Haifa into the communal shofros that are given for Keitz HaMizbeach. Now, our Mishnah seems to disagree with Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah said that the Moser of Asirus Haifa was going L'Nedava, exactly like Rabbi Lazar said. So, Masnisim Pliga Rabbi Yochanan, where he said, Moser Shkolim Chulin, the extra funds for Shkolim go to Chulin, and we said, Moser Asir Se'efa, Moser Kini Zavim, Kini Zavos, Moser Kini Yalados, Chatos, Yashomos, Moser Nedava. We said it goes clearly for Nedava, exactly like Rabbi Lazar, Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, Ma Avad Lo Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? The Gra actually deletes the words ma'avadla, I'm not sure why, but in any event, so Rav Yochanan would explain, pasa lo, he would explain this statement, mos rasi yuseifa shalo, according to Rav Yochanan, means yolichem yam hamelach, mos rasi yuseifa shalmin chas chote shoko Yisrael. That's referring in our Mishnah, where it goes to Nedava, that's when a Yisrael brings something, so the extra funding for a Yisrael brings something, that goes into the Nedava funds. And the Vilna Gaon says, it's not Shal Kol Yisrael, it means Shal Yisrael. So if Yisrael brings something like that, so the extra funds, they go to the kitty for the Minchas Nedava. But the Kohen Gadol, since that's specifically for him, and if he doesn't need it, so the Moser there, that Yolichin Liyam HaMelach. Gemara continues and says, Rav Yossi, and we delete the words Yochanan, Rav Yossi Omar, he says, Aldo, on the following statement, Olil Abba Barba, that's the Girsa that we have, others have different names over here, but on this statement, Abba Barba said the following, I don't agree with it. The Einon Amrinon in Babel, they said this statement, and Abba Barba disagreed with it. In Babel, they said, Minayin Sha Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim, that if a Korban Pesach is not able to be brought as a Korban Pesach, so it's not the time for the Korban Pesach, if you bring it, it becomes a Shlomim. So he said it's based upon the following pasuk, Talmud Lomar, V'yem min ha-tzon korbano le-zevach shlomim. If you're bringing something from tzon, it should be for a shlomim. This drasha that they made in Bava, which Rav Yossi says that Abba Barbo disagreed with, this was the drasha that he disagreed with. They said, kol shu min ha-tzon bo shlomim, something like the korban pesach, which comes only from tzon. It can only come from a goat or a sheep. So if it's not able to be brought as a korban pesach, it comes as a shlomim. That's the drasha that they said in Bava, and Abba Barbo did not like it. And he gave a tiyuft on it, Hesivon. He asked the shaila on it, and he said, hare ola min ha-tzon. He says, you have the same thing by an ola. It's not only a shlomim. So an ola doesn't turn into a shlomim. We said the mosar of an ola is an ola. So how come you're telling him over here that the mosar of a Pesach becomes a shlomim? Should be the same exact drasha. So Mar says, no, he's wrong. Abba Barba is wrong because Dover she'eno bo ela min atzon. It's something that can only come from atzon, such as the Korban Pesach, as opposed to an ola, which while it can come from tzon, goat or sheep, yotza ola, sheba, afilu min abakar, it can also come from the cow family. But nevertheless, Abba Barba says, still, hey Sivu, and I still will slug you up, Hari Asham, what are you going to do with an Asham? By an Asham, it also can only come from goats or sheep. It can only come from tzon. It cannot come from bakar. There is no Asham that is bakar. And yet, it says the same thing, that the mosar of an Asham is an adava. And how come you're telling me that the mosar of a Pesach is going to be shlomim? So how would you answer that? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi. Now the Girsa that we have is Biba, but it should be Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana. And he dashes the psukim as follows. It says, Min Hatzon, that means Dover Shuba Mikol Hatzon. It means something that can come from any type of tzon, which means goats or sheep, as opposed to an asham, yotza asham, sheno bo elo min. Now the Girsa we have is ha'elim, but the Gemara says it should be min akvasim bovat. So therefore, an asham can only come from the kvasim; it can't come from goats, and therefore that's why this is excluded. This is a separate din. Gemara says again, we delete the words hisiv rabun, and it says the following: bechol asar atamar min lamai. Normally, the word min hatzon is coming to be a miyot. But here you seem to be saying, V'chan atmar min l'rabos. It comes to tell me that the Korban Pesach, the Moser, is coming l'shlomim. That seems to be a riboy. So Gemara says, Oma Rabbi Mana. And now the Girsa we have is Ovin, but that's not correct. So Rabbi Mana says, it's also a mi'at over here. Hochanami min is coming to be mamayit. What does it be mamayit? Mi'at sheno ba ben shtei shanim, that the Korban Pesach can't come from a two-year-old animal, has to be less than one-year-old. And mi'at sheno ba nekeva, can't come from a female, has to be from a one-year-old male goat or sheep. So therefore, the letter hey, min hatzon, is a mi'at actually. It is not coming to be marve. More continues and says, wait a second, v'gabi oshem nami. So then according to this, the oshem, when he says min, it's coming to be mamayit. What is that oshem coming to be mamayit? Min hatzon, min lamayit who? What is it coming to be mamayit? Sheino bo elo. Again, the Gra changes it around. Instead of min ha'elim, it means min ha'kvasim bovad, that the oshem has to come from kvasim, has to come from sheep, and it can't come from goats. Nevertheless, Abba Barbar is still not happy. He see when he asks again, the drosha is vim and atzon korbano minak sovim umin ha'izim li'ola. So that implies me'ata mosar pesach ba'ola. That seems to imply that it should be an ola. If your drosha is correct, then the mosar of the pesach should be an ola and not a shlomim. Shmuel says, no, Amar Rabbi Ovun, Mishan and Dover Shul Yachila, Dover Shul Achila. It makes sense that the Korban Pesach, which can be eaten, should go to be switched to a Korban Shlomim, which can be eaten, as opposed to a Korban Ola, which is Kalil Toktor, which is totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve Mishanim, we wouldn't change the Korban Pesach, Dover Shul Achila, which is normally eaten, Dover Shul Achila, to come into a Korban Ola. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Amar Riyosi by Rabbi Bun. Another teretz, Mishanim Kochim Kalim, Shim Kochim Kalim. A Pesach is Kochim Kalim. A Shlomim is Kochim Kalim. It makes sense to change the Pesach into a Shlomim and not to change the Mishanim Kochim Kalim, the Pesach, into L'shem Kochi Kadoshim, which is an Ola. Mark continues and says, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Aldo Olu Rabbi Chanina, that the following statement that we're about to make, Rabbi Chanina was unhappy about. And he says, the Inan Omrim, you said in Bavel the following statement, Eina Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim. There you said that the Pesach is only changed into a Shlomim, El and came Shechato L'Shem Shlomim. If you shechted it, Bedafka for a Shlomim. But I personally disagree with that, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Chanina. He says, Vani Omer, Rabbi Chanina said, Afilu Shechato L'Shem Ola. Even if you shechted the Korban Pesach L'Shem Ola, it still becomes a Shlomim. And why is that? So Amar Rabbi Ila, time of Rabbi Yochanan, this statement that Rabbi Yochanan made in the name of Rabbi Chanina is as follows. He says, "In minatzon korbano lezevach shlamim." If you're shechting over here, this tzon, it becomes a shlamim, even koshu zevach bo shlamim. Even if you didn't shecht it l'shem shlamim, even if you shechted it not for korban pesach, for shun ola, it still becomes a shlamim anyway. Gemara says, "Umishtane lemachsheves psul." Now, what would be the halacha in this situation if you did it l'shem a incorrect machshava? You did it for a psul. For example, you're going to do as follows: Hey Chavida, what did you do? Shechot l'shem ola. You shechted l'shem ola, but with the improper intention. Not only if shechting it is an ola, but almenas lizrok doma lemocha, that you can do the zrika tomorrow, and that's a pigul machshava to do the zrika in the wrong time. So this become pigul, or is this posel? Does it become real pigul, or is it just not a kosher carbon? We call makom posel. Gemara says, what difference does it make? It's no good. It's whether it's pigul or it's posel, it's no good. Gemara says, no, there is a difference. Im tamar, if you're going to tell me im tamar, it's like im timsi lomar. If you're going to tell me mishtala machshavas psul, that you're going to change it into an improper machshava of psul, which is for the to be makdir it tomorrow, to be zorik it tomorrow. So then, now the girsa that we have is pigul, but the girsa that it should be is possible, because you have two things wrong with it. If you only have one thing wrong with it, then it becomes pigul. But here, you changed it from its proper carbon into a different carbon, and as well, you did it with the chutz l'zmano, so it becomes posul. However, im timmar, if you're going to say im timsi lomar, emishtana l'machsheves psul, that you're not changing it by changing the name of the carbon, so the only thing that you did wrong is pigul, so then taka, it becomes pigul, and we delete the word posul. So the Gemara doesn't answer this. Finally, we conclude, if a person says, lishmo, v'shalo lishmo, v'shrayim osashona, if a person shechted the korban pesach, originally shem korban pesach, and then he changed it around to say, not for the shem korban pesach, what's the halacha? So Rabbi Bun bar, we have the word b'shem over here, which doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi Bun Bar Chia said b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba the following din. And again, we'll just read over here the girsa that the Vilna Gaon has in Oz Zayin Ches and Tes. He changes around the girsa, so we'll just be consistent and read it all the time with that girsa. He says Mikivon Sha'omar Shelo Lishmo. Since you had Lishmo, but you also had Shelo Lishmo, so the second the shelo lishmo negates the first lishmo. Nasa kishochet b'shtikas, if you didn't say anything, and therefore you didn't say anything, and the shelo lishmo, so that turns it into shelo lishmo v'kosher, and it's a good carbon shlamim. The fact that you said originally l'shem pesach doesn't ruin it. So this is what Rabbi Bun said in the name of Shmuel Bar Abba. Gemara says amulei. They said to him, imkenu, if what you're saying is correct, then afilu shchoto lishmo. Then even if you did the double thing incorrect, that you did it lishmo for korban pesach, and you also did it to do the zrika in the wrong time, so then then it should be in retrospect kishochet lishmo, as if you shechted lishmo shalol lishmo, and we delete the word b'shtika, kosher, and it should be good in that situation as well. So how come we just said it's possible in that situation, and here you're telling me that it should be good? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Mori, Rabbi Abba Mori said, and we delete the words Achud Rabbi Yossi, it's in parentheses. And he says, there are some other changes in the Girsa that we're following the Girsa of the Gaon. He says, who says you're right? Who says that, in fact, that it should be kosher in this situation? Minolam b'shtika kosher. How do you know that if you did it with nothing, that it would be good? That's only good for the name of the carbon. But that doesn't take away Doma b'shtika pasul. It doesn't remove the pasul part that you're going to do the Zrika tomorrow. That isn't necessarily taken away, and therefore you don't have a raya, and therefore there is no kasha on Rabbi Bun. Now I know this last part was a little bit tough, but this is a good break point. We hopped in the extra half of a daf today, so Be'ezrus Hashem, we've caught up two of the dafim for the first 2 days of Pesach. Mi'ezrus Hashem, we'll catch up one more daf to make up for the last days of Pesach. With this, we conclude today's shir.